For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Halfway through 2020, Milwaukee is seeing a homicide rate reminiscent of the early 90s when the city struggled with a crack cocaine epidemic in the midst of America's war on drugs. Now, the city is dealing with a spike in domestic violence in the midst of a pandemic, with many people quarantining at home with unresolved domestic issues. Both the number of homicides and the percentage said to be related to domestic violence have doubled from last year at the same time. As of July 4th, more than one-third of Milwaukee's 86 homicides are said to be related to domestic violence issues. The phone number for the 24-hour domestic violence crisis line in Milwaukee is 414-671-6140. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Madison activists are organizing a recall effort to gain 40,000 signatures to recall Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. One of the organizers of the Facebook page Recall Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, John Ragewitz, who also ran for state assembly in 2016, says he is unhappy with the Madison mayor's recent leadership during the Black Lives Matter and Defund the Police demonstrations, citing what he calls a lack of action that residents in the city are also unhappy and do not feel safe. Mayor Rhodes Conway has called the recall effort an attempt to divide the community and says she is focused on the job she was elected to do. The recall effort is being run as a political action committee. After filing its intent, it will have 60 days to gather the needed signatures. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. Following last week's unanimous decision by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago to reinstate limits on early voting and a requirement that voters in Wisconsin be residents for the state for 1 month prior to the election, thanks to organizing. We're just going to skip that one. Next read. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Two Milwaukee Brewers have tested positive for COVID-19. Pitcher Angel Perdomo and infielder Luis Urias will be held out of summer camp practices at Miller Park. According to manager Craig Counsell, both are asymptomatic, and in order to return to the team, both players will have to test negative twice in a 24-hour period. The shortened 60-game season schedule will be announced by Major League Baseball at 5 p.m. today. High today of 90 degrees across southeastern Wisconsin, with temperatures expected to take a 10-degree dip as afternoon thunderstorms roll in before climbing back up to the upper 80s for the rest of the day. Overnight lows in the low 70s. Tuesday, highs in the upper 80s with scattered thunderstorms during the day. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with expected high of 93 in Madison and 89 in Milwaukee. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. Families of Wisconsin inmates are expressing concern as they learn that some Wisconsin prison staff have not been required to wear masks. With another upward trend in COVID-19 cases as of last week, 281 inmates in Wisconsin state correctional facilities had tested positive for COVID-19, in addition to 61 staff at 16 facilities self-reporting positive tests. The CDC urges staff in group living situations to wear masks at all times, but does not set guidelines for correctional facilities, with each state instead setting its own guidelines. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. Following last week's unanimous decision by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago to reinstate limits on early voting and a requirement that voters be Wisconsin residents for 1 month prior to election, thanks to organizing efforts by several